We start with the search for Shakespeare's first folios, the first edition of his collected works. Only half of Shakespeare's plays were published in his lifetime, but 7 years after his death, two actors from his company decided to bring out the complete works. They're thought to be about 230 copies of Shakespeare's first folios still in existence, and they are one of the most sought-after books in the world, fetching up to £6 million a copy. 10 years ago, the Shakespeare scholar Eric Rasmussen pulled together a team of first folio hunters to track down and register all the remaining copies. His book, The Shakespeare Thefts, contains tales of fraud, theft and eccentric antiquarian book collectors. He told me about some of his favourite discoveries.
There were so many interesting things, like we found in Japan William Congreve's copy, the Restoration playwright, who had made really interesting marginal notes. And this in and of itself, you know, a great 18th century playwright commenting on the works of Shakespeare is fascinating. But Congreve's copy has a musket bullet going halfway through the volume. And you think, this is an enormous book. If it's just lying on a desktop, it's not going to take a musket bullet. Somebody had to be holding this up.
As a protection almost.
Exactly.
As a shield. And
it's a riff on the Bible saved my life. My Shakespeare folio saved my life. Wonderfully, the bullet stops at Titus Andronicus, which is clearly an impenetrable play.
Each copy has an extraordinary history, doesn't it? Every folio has a family tree, like the one owned by King Charles I. That's another great story, isn't it?
Yeah, Charles, when he was imprisoned awaiting execution, asked for reading material, including his Shakespeare folio. In this case, it was the second folio. And the imprisoned king spent time annotating it, and he corrected speech headings that he thought were wrong. He made up new titles for the play. So all the comedies, he scratched off the titles, and for Much Ado About Nothing, he thought it should be Beatrice and Benedict, and he thought Midsummer Night's Dream would be better titled Pyramus and Thisbe. And Twelfth Night, he retitled Malvolio, which is quite wonderful, because Malvolio is the wrongly imprisoned figure in that play. And then on Charles's execution, it looks as if his folio was stolen by his groomsmen and wasn't returned to Windsor Castle for another two centuries.